Hey friend, welcome back to another One Income Family episode. I am super excited to have you here today as we're going to be looking into a system of mind that helps me not only stick to the budget, but cut costs as well. I mean, isn't that awesome? Getting two for one in one episode. So I'm going to be telling you the benefits of my bi-weekly grocery system so that you can take advantage and get your grocery budget working for you rather than against you. So my friends, let's go grab a pen and paper and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Are you finally ready to stick to that budget? Are you sick of slipping back into bad spending habits that keep you from doing the things that you and your family enjoy? Are you tired of Googling your answers and just want some help that doesn't require a lot of reading? I mean, that's all Google is, right? Well, you, my friend, are in luck. I am a personal finance and budget coach, and I am currently working on creating a program to help you stick to that budget and cut costs. And I'm looking for some help to mold this program into one that will get you the results you are looking for. I am looking for five lovely ladies who are willing to work with me in the beginning stages of this program to help me tweak and refine it so that it hits all of your needs. And wait for it, the first five women to sign up will get a free financial audit and 30-minute strategy call with me to help you create a plan to stick to that budget. So before the call, I will give you a workbook to fill out so that I can do the audit before the call so we don't have to waste those 30 minutes because they're so precious. Then during the call, we'll go over what I found and open your eyes to maybe where your budget has been failing you. Then we will create a game plan together. And I don't mean I'm going to do it and you're going to do it. We're going to do it together so that we can use the best of both worlds and create a plan for you that will get you sticking to that budget like a pro. So my friend, if this sounds like something you are looking for, go to bit.ly/free-financial-audit to book your free financial audit and strategy call. Remember, to get this for free, you have to be the first five women to sign up. So you better act quickly before all the spots are gone. Again, go to bit.ly/free-financial-audit or go click the link in the show notes because I'll also have it there in case you forget the website, right? Okay, so let's dive in. So like I said, we're going to be talking about the benefits of the bi-weekly grocery system that I have created, and I've kind of just fell into it. It just works so well for my family, and I know that it'll work well for you because it's just something that helps you. It prevents you from going out there and spending a lot because you're not constantly at the store buying things. It also helps you to just stick to what it is that you want to buy instead of just, you know, going willy-nilly and saying, oh, hey, I need that. Let's run to the store real quick. But let me tell you a little bit more about how this system even came to be. So I live about 45 minutes from the nearest grocery store, and it's just not smart for me to go, you know, weekly to get groceries or, you know, even more than weekly to get groceries. It wastes my time, it wastes my money, and it's just something that I'm like, well, I'm going to go every 2 weeks because that's essentially what I can get my produce to last, which I'll go into that a little bit deeper, but that's when I realized that this is actually a smarter way of getting groceries. I know a lot of people try to go monthly, and I tried to go monthly, but monthly just, I couldn't get produce to last that long. I could not wrap my mind around creating a meal plan for that long. It just stressed me out. And some people, you know, they can just create meals on the go as long as they have their essentials in their cupboards, which is great. And I'd love to eventually switch up my meal planning system to be able to just worry about bulk buying, which is something that I will take you along that ride once I finally get into that and figure it out. But right now, this system, you know, this system will help you cut costs. It will help you not spend money on things that you don't necessarily need because you're not at the grocery store often, like I said earlier. And like I was saying, it helped me so much be able to focus on the things that I actually need. And then when I'm at home, I'm like, shoot, I should have bought that. Well, let's write it down and make sure that I have it for the next go around. Because it's been something that really helps me stick to that budget, the grocery budget, and not go over it by having this 2-week grocery system. I need to get a better name for it, right? But right now I'm just going to call it my biweekly grocery system. Because it's essentially what it is. I go get groceries every 2 weeks. And before it started out, I did that because that's when I got my husband got paid. So I would get groceries right away at the beginning of that paycheck so we wouldn't spend that money and not have groceries at the end of the paycheck. It was a security thing, and now it's become a system that it's just smart to do because it cut costs and saves money and saves on time and so much. It's amazing. Once you try it, you'll understand what I mean. So I have four benefits for you, really, that, and I've kind of already touched on them, but I'm going to dive deeper into them, that is why you should try this system out for yourself. And the first one is that 2 weeks is like the sweet spot for produce. If you can get it to go longer than 2 weeks, hit me up and tell me how, because I would love to be able to try to stretch it out. But again, then you get into that overload of meal planning and get stressed out there. So 2 weeks is like the sweet spot for produce. You can research the kind of produce that you buy, you know, the stuff that's fresh. If it's like strawberries or grapes, stuff like that. There are lots of ways online that can tell you how to make them last longer in the refrigerator. And I mean, that's one thing. Get it out of the original container. If that's all you do, that will help you a lot. Then you got to clean them off, or some people don't. I mean, totally up to you. But by prepping them and placing them properly in the refrigerator or on the counter, depending on if it's like bell peppers or potatoes, like just figuring out how to store your produce the correct way will help them last longer and not go bad as quickly. So figure that out for yourself. And what I've found, like I said, is that 2 weeks is kind of the sweet spot. If I can get it to go longer, awesome. But I stick to that rule so then I don't have to worry about my produce ever going bad. The second thing is that, and I've kind of already talked about this because everything just kind of flows together, but it prevents, by going every 2 weeks, it prevents meal plan overload. So I know sometimes I can still get overwhelmed with meal planning for every 2 weeks because it's just so much at one time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got so much to do. But it's because I try to reinvent the wheel all the time. But I finally learned to only reinvent the wheel every few meals, not the entire meal plan. And it's taken the stress off so much. I would love to do a meal plan session for you. If that's something you'd like, go to my Facebook community and let me know if that's something that you'd like me to do, a meal planning episode to help you with that. But definitely going every 2 weeks, again, takes the stress and the overwhelm away. And it just makes it so much easier to get into a rhythm and routine rather than trying to do it monthly. I would love to eventually get a meal plan that goes out that long, but then you also get into that problem of if you're meal planning for that far out, are you actually going to have that stuff in your pantry, or are you going to have to buy everything fresh from the store? And if that's the case, then I suggest you try to use what's in your pantry already and what's in your refrigerator already so that it doesn't go bad and you don't waste food, because that is a big thing. I should do an episode on how not to waste food. Hey, there's a great idea, right? but definitely the 2 weeks is it's just that sweet spot. It makes things so much easier, gets you out of the store and only in there once every 2 weeks, so twice a month. So then you don't have the opportunity or the, I can't think of the word I want, but it keeps you from the temptation. There we go. It keeps you from the temptation of wanting to buy things that aren't on your grocery list, or maybe is something that in the moment you're like, yeah, that sounds good. Let's get that. But in all reality, your budget isn't allowing it because you didn't schedule it for this or plan it for this go around. So it keeps you out of the grocery store. That's kind of an extra benefit there because I didn't have that one written down. But like I said, it all just kind of flows and goes together. So you might get 4 benefits and you might get more. That's why you got a pen and paper and you're writing everything down, right? Okay, so point number 3 is that it saves money. It saves money in gas, especially for me living 45 minutes away from the grocery store. But even if you're there in town and you go like 2-3 times a week, that is going to save you a lot of gas. It may not seem like it, but built up over time, it's going to save you gas. Buying things, like I said, that you don't need from those frequent trips, it helps you stick to the budget because, again, you're not having the temptation to always be getting something extra that's not on the list. And there are so many other ways that it can save you money. I didn't really write all of them down. I just wrote a few things down. So if you'd like to know more, you know, hit me up in the Facebook group or shoot me an email. But the big point is that it saves money in lots of areas, and gas and the frequent trips are just a few examples. There are so many more. And like I said, I don't want to make it just about that, because I want you to actually know the benefits of it, and saving money is a big point of it. But point number 4 is that it's frequent enough, so you go often enough to the store, that if you forget something important, it's not like you have to wait an entire month, and it's not like you have to wait a super long amount of time. And I mean, in all reality, if you forget something, it's not like you can't drive there, or maybe your husband works close to it, or you take a trip there, you're running an errand. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of opportunities to get something that is very important that you missed, but you need to figure out what that, like, important, like, the weight of it is. Is it something that you actually absolutely need to have? Like, something for me would be lotion, because I have eczema, and if I don't lotion up every single night with a specific kind of lotion, which is so irritating and annoying, I will break out. And so if I run out of lotion, then I'm in trouble and it's kind of a health issue. But if I just forgot to buy granola bars like I did last time I went to the grocery store, I just deal with it. I suck it up and say, well, I guess I'll get it next go around. Can't say I'm super happy with myself, but I've got lots of other things that I can eat. It's not a life or death situation. So you just need to figure out where it weighs on the priority scale and go from there on whether you should go get it or not, and whether it's going to really make that much of a difference other than you're sad that you didn't get it. Okay. So to wrap up, I highly suggest you try this 2-week system. to get groceries every 2 weeks, like at the beginning of your paycheck, so that you don't have to worry about, and that's if you're on a biweekly system. If you're not on a biweekly system, you don't have to do it this way. I've even done it on a weekly system. So my husband's last job, he got paid weekly, and I would still bulk pay ourselves every 2 weeks just so that I could stick to the system and not have to worry about over like spending on things that we didn't have, which I will make another episode about that as well. Man, I need to go back through and make sure I'm writing down all this stuff on the episodes that I'm going to create for you guys. Lots of ideas are just popping into my brain right now. Crazy, right? But anyways, having this 2 week system is so helpful, and it gets you the things you need and the things you want, but not so many things that you want over the things that you need. So then you're able to stick to your budget and you're able to cut costs without having to worry about it. And 2 weeks, you know, is that sweet spot for produce. It prevents like the meal plan overload. It saves money. And like I said, it's frequent enough that if you forget something, you don't have to wait an overly outrageous amount of time in order to get it. So definitely try the system out. Let me know what you think about it, how it worked, how it didn't work. If maybe you want more detail on how to do it, I would love to do that for you. And this is actually something that I help you with in coaching. So I am working on a program to help you stick to your budget and cut costs. And this is something that we can definitely go over if it interests you and can help you create your own 2 week grocery system so that you are not overwhelmed and you're not doing it alone. Because, you know, when you do things alone, you tend to not want to do it, right? It's that accountability that really helps you out. So if you are struggling with your groceries, if you are struggling with sticking to that budget, definitely go and book a call with me. And like the first 5 women who sign up will get a free financial audit plus 30-minute strategy call to help you create a plan to stick to your budget. And I will give you a workbook before the call to fill out so that I can do an audit. And then we'll get together and we'll strategize together and help you create a plan that will help you stick to the budget. And if you want to focus on the grocery budget, we can just focus on the grocery budget. If you want to focus on the overall budget, we can focus on that. I mean, whatever you are struggling the most with, bring it to the call and let's get it figured out together. Let's create a game plan that you can follow and that you feel good about and that will actually get the needle moving forward so that you can stick to that budget like a pro. So if this sounds like something that you are looking for and you are super excited about, and because you just are tired of trying to do it yourself, you're tired of trying to Google answers that just aren't, you know, it's not focused on what you need. It's just a broad overall range of things. Go and book your call on bit.ly/free-financial-audit to get your free financial audit and strategy call. And then remember, if you want to get it for free, be the first 5 to sign up. And you better act quickly before those spots are gone. So again, go to bit.ly/free-financial-audit. Or, you know, you can go to the show notes and click the link in the show notes if that's easier for you. Then you don't have to forget the link that I just said. But just in case you want to go type it in, it's bit.ly/free-financial-audit. And I am so happy that you joined me here today, and I will see you guys next week. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.